I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I was talking earlier about President Trump and the Masters. To be fair, President Biden, also a golfer, was watching the Masters. Well, halfway, he was busy decorating the Christmas tree as well, because he doesn't know what time it is. Archie Chasson joins us now, president of Lafourche Parish, to talk about what's going on with FEMA and grants for flood mitigation. How are you doing, Archie Chasson? How's everything in Lafourche?
I'm good, Tommy Tucker. Thanks for having us on, as always.
Let's take some time and talk about what's going on with the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Program, also called BRIC. And tell me, take me from the get-go, how this started, who was going to get it, were they ever going to get it, did anything really go away? The floor is yours, President.
Yeah, Tommy, I mean, the BRIC program was a program that started under the Biden administration back in 2020 and was a way to kind of help harden infrastructure around the country, right? Whether you face the wildfires out in the Southwest, whether it was Hurricane Alley, Tornado Alley, snowstorms, whatever your cup of tea was, it was a way to kind of help communities, you know, build resiliency efforts into their infrastructure to stop further damage, right? So it makes perfect sense that you would do that, because it's supposed to reduce FEMA claims and disaster claims on the back end. So we were in line. We were working with our partners at the Great Lafourche Port Commission, at Port Fouchon, Entergy, to kind of harden the grid around Fouchon. You know, that place has a $500 million a day economic impact to the national GDP. You know, keeps prices down at the pump after storms. The quicker we can get it back up and running, get oil and gas flowing back from the Gulf into the refineries across the Gulf Coast. And unfortunately, that program was one of the ones that got swiped in the recent cuts from FEMA. Now, I want to be clear, Tommy. I fully accept and appreciate what the president and the federal group is trying to do. Right, there's a ton of waste and a ton of bureaucracy in FEMA, and it's an agency that desperately needs to be reformed. And what we're very hopeful about is that even though we saw these cuts and these programs being cut, the money's being saved, kind of what we're seeing being talked about at the Department of Education, that money's going to be funneled down to the locals, be put directly in the school board's pocket, and let the locals figure out how to educate their children, because, look, we know our communities best, right? Same thing in disaster recovery and response. Just give us the money, give us the resources, and let us go do the work. We know what needs to be fixed. We know what needs to be hardened to protect this. And the more money we can do in those mitigation dollars and the more projects we can do in those mitigation dollars, that lessens the amount of money we have to go back to the federal government for after the fact. When it's 10 times the cost, because inflationary costs take into effect after a hurricane. When we saw it after Katrina, we saw it after Gustav and Ike, we saw it after Dora, Delta, Zeta, Ida. So we know what happened. So if we get the money more up front, we do these projects locally, you know, without all the bureaucratic processes that come with a lot of these programs, then we could probably do three times the work with three less times the money.
I see you quoted here saying that when Hurricane Rita passed in 2005, 11,000 homes and businesses were flooded. When Barry hit in 2019, only 10 buildings were flooded. That's taking in mind, Archie, that both storms were relatively equal, although you can never really say that, and it was because of mitigation efforts?
Yeah, you know, same path of the storm, kind of cut across the Gulf, went across to southwest Louisiana. Same sort of intensity when they were at the same point around us in the Gulf. But yeah, it's because of our federal delegations, because of the state and the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority and the money that our local citizens have taxed themselves for 30 plus years to put into hurricane protection, levee systems and drainage infrastructure, as well as some post-disaster dollars, right? After Katrina and Rita and Gustav and Ike, we got a substantial amount of money here in South Louisiana because we were so affected by those storms. And the more money we can put on the ground now and build the levees higher, build our pump stations with more bays in it to move water quicker and more efficiency, the more intense storms we get. You know, look at Hurricane Ida for us, right? It was substantially a wind event. We had zero homes flood because of coastal storm surge. That's tremendous, right? It was the first time in recorded history the tribal area of the Pointe-aux-Chenes community in Lafourche and Terrebonne had zero water under their houses in their yards, right? That has never happened before since, I think, the great hurricane of 1826 or 1827, whenever that big one came through in the early 1800s. These projects work, and the money works, and our federal delegation has been great and has continued to pump down money. Garrett was finally able to get Morganza to the Gulf into the federal New Start program, which finally got us some federal dollars after probably 20 years of being funded on the backs of local tax dollars and state surplus cash. And now, you know, Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader Scalise are continuing to bring home some projects with appropriations to the Corps to help continue the levee projects through Lafourche and St. Charles and Jefferson to continue to further armor the whole part of this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Toast.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Archie Chasson, President of Lafourche Parish. There's a couple of things coming to mind here. One, everybody is against, everybody knows we have a spending problem in the country, and it has to be addressed, or else we're going to be in deep trouble if we're not already, and that means some are going to have to do without. But when it hits home, it's different. The second thought is that, yes, there is a lot of waste in government, but you got to be selective about what you cut and what you don't, because sometimes, and I think that's what you're saying, preventative spending could be the best thing that you could do, the best investment you can make overall to save money for the federal government. And the third thing is what happens from here with the local delegation, because it would seem like Louisiana's got some pretty powerful people in Congress with Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise, and maybe you would hope that would help to spread the message that, guys, this is not the thing to cut. We'll talk about all that when we come back. 821 traffic now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Archie Chasson, president of St. Charles Parish, president of Lafourche Parish. Fun fact, Archie's originally from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Archie, I'm glad you lost that Colorado accent.
Well, look, Tommy, I'm a fifth-generation Lafourchean. And as much as I like my friend over in St. Charles Parish, Matt Jewell, I appreciate you correcting that very much. But my dad was a helicopter pilot in the Army, so I was born up at Fort Carson, and after he retired, we came back home. It was good to be north, but it was good to come home.
I'm glad you lost that Colorado accent. Again, let's talk about Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson and influence back in the day. And look, I know you tried to throw a trick question at me there with that 1800s hurricane. I don't remember the name of it, Archie. I was not around for that. But back in the day, you know, Alan Ellender and Hale Boggs and senators, the recently deceased Senator Bennett Johnson, they used their influence to bring home the bacon to Louisiana. And it seems to me, as you outline the importance of Port Fourchon to the United States, the smart expenditure of money when it comes to prevention instead of going after a disaster. Have you been in contact with them, and are they in any position to kind of reverse this?
Yeah, you know, Tommy, I think we're all in kind of the same boat right now, and even those guys are trying to work with the administration to understand exactly what these cuts are going to mean. And I think, look, they were 30 feet away from the president when they were sworn in, and I'm very proud that we have two great men, not only of faith but of character in those two leadership positions, and they're doing some great things for us in Louisiana, and they are bringing home some good things for us, right? When we talk about levee protection and projects through the Corps, and speeding up some of those environmental processes to make sure that we can get dirt on the ground faster, and speed up those timelines, it's working out very well for us. But I think we're all in the same boat, trying to, you know, understand what the president's trying to do, understand what's going to happen, you know, to the money. Yeah, great. We want to save money, right? We want to cut those bureaucratic processes. But if we take $100 million out of the BRIC program, right, to use a round number, where's that money going to go, right? Is it going back into the federal treasury? Is it going to be sent to the locals? And I'm really sure that's where that influence is going to be exercised, right? We're going to say, okay, we saved a little bit of money, but we know we could save more. And that's really our point right now. And one thing we're very excited about working with President Trump's FEMA Review Council on is look, we know where some of the waste, fraud, and abuse comes from. We know there's some bad actors and people who have spent money frivolously on wrong things over the years, and that's caused a lot of the programs and policies that we see these days and why the process is bogged down. But we know we can reform it. And again, you know, when you put the money directly in the hands of the locals, give us the parameters that we can spend it on. And hell, send me an auditor, Tommy. He can sit across from my desk and watch us bid out the projects and watch us do all these fun things. But there is a quicker way to do it. And we know from managing all these disasters what it is and what it takes to do that. It's just making the president and the FEMA Review Council understand that, so we can make some pretty significant changes to the Stafford Act to allow these things to happen.
So about putting money in the hand of locals, somebody texted in, do you really trust people in this state with free money, not me? You talked about bad actors. You're talking about putting money in the hands of local officials and then being closely monitored if the feds want to do that, because Port Fourchon is not just a Louisiana thing, to your point. That's a national thing.
That's right. You know, the American Rescue Plan was a great outline of that, right? We got $18 million in cash. This was the 10 things we could spend it on. Here's the audit portal to put all your contracts in. And guess what, Tommy? We spent $18 million on some great projects with zero issues and zero audit findings. It can be done.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tommy.
You playing golf this weekend or not? He hung up. I was going to get his pick for the Masters because I know he's a golfer as well. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Aaron Ashbrook, assistant professor of peri-urban entomology at LSU, about caterpillars. If it's not one thing, it's the next. And of course, we'll have termites coming in soon thereafter. 8:30, time for WWL First News.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.